This is Scott.
Hi, this is Mikayla from customer support. Returning your call.
Yeah. I was supposed to call or call and get a manager supervisor due to significant problems that I've been having. I've been trying to get my refund back on something that I have had the same exact verbatim cancellation number given to me on the stuff that I have canceled. And every time they try and tell me, well, it's not canceled yet, and they give me the same exact cancellation number again. So I have had this done 4 times. I was told to call back and get a supervisor because whoever it was that I talked to said that she couldn't transfer me. Hold on one sec. So there's basically $69 or something dollars that is given or that has been taken out twice and that has not been canceled. I first called on 920 and then I had to call when this 69 first came out and I got the same cancellation number, and then I had to call back on 1020 to get the $89 one done and canceled and refunded. And then on 112, I had to recall and try and get the $69 one canceled and refunded. I have been in contact with the Better Business Bureau and an attorney because I told whoever I talked to yesterday, I've been working on this for the last week, the last 3 days, I'm done. And my biggest thing is the Better Business Bureau didn't get back to me today. They're getting back to me on Monday. And if this does not get taken care of by Monday, then I will proceed with the Better Business Bureau and the attorney, which is the one who told me to go to the Better Business Bureau. So I don't know what you can do. I don't know if you can transfer me. I don't know anything. Last night, the lady said she was going to make sure that her manager knew and would call me by noon. That never happened. I'm sick and tired of being told that something will happen and it never happens. So you can take it from there.
Okay, I totally understand, and I do apologize for the experience you've had. Could you? I know you said your first name was Scott. I did put your number in and try to look up an account. So I have a Scott Berry here. Is that your first and last name?
Yep.
Okay, and could you confirm your address for security purposes?
13176 South 81st Avenue, Grand Junction. I'm sorry. Goodyear, Arizona, 85338.
Okay. So I do have an account here, and the first thing I do see is that you ordered the tactical bag on September the 25th. It was shipped, and it looks like you received it. I'm not sure if the representative you spoke with on the 2nd explained, like, the process of that and the terms and conditions of that or whatnot.
But stop right there. I canceled that that evening. It gave me the option to cancel within 6 hours. I canceled within 6 hours. I canceled immediately after when it popped up. So that being said, and that's what I told him when I first talked to him on, I think it was 10-2 when I got charged the first $69 that nobody wants to admit to. So that being said, it still comes up with the exact same cancellation number. Therefore, I'm trying to figure out what you guys want. I told them the cancellation number last night. I told them the cancellation number the day she tried to give it to me. And I said, yep, that's the exact same one I got now. It's the exact same one I've had every time I've called. What do you want me to do? Well, we have to investigate. What is there to investigate? I have it right here. I told you it.
Okay, I understand. So I only have record that it was canceled on the 2nd, but that's fine. I'm going to go ahead and refund those two charges for you. I do see the October the 1st that you were charged $67.32, and same thing on November the 1st, but I'm going to go ahead and refund them for you as a courtesy. So if you can give me just a moment to do that for you, and I'll be – I'm just going to place you on a brief hold. Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay. Okay, thank you so much for your patience. I went ahead and fully refunded those two charges for you that were, like I said, were took out on October 1st and November the 1st. You'll be able to see that back on whatever card you use within 3 to 5 business days, maybe sooner because it is dependent upon your bank. You will get an email, if not tonight, definitely by tomorrow, but just confirming that you did receive a refund for the $67.32. And I know you said you already have your cancellation number. It is going to be the same number because it doesn't change. But, yes, I see she canceled it on the 2nd, so you won't be billed anything going further. And was there anything else I could have assisted you with today, sir?
No. Thank you very much. I certainly appreciate all of that.
My pleasure. Thank you for contacting customer support.
So my wife just said, isn't she so awesome?
Thank you.
So. I don't know if you could hear all of that, but we're just very, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I heard a little bit.
Okay. Yeah, basically, she just said that you're the first one that didn't give us the runaround, mm-hmm. and we didn't have to spend hours and hours and hours repeating literally everything. And you were very succinct in everything. Very awesome.
Oh my God. Thank you.
So.
Well, thank you guys for calling again, and you have a great day, okay?
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.